Psalm 4. To the chief musician on Neganoth. A psalm of David. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, Who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. When you're in trouble, when you're in time of need, who do you call for help? Who do you cry out to for deliverance and for mercy? Who do you pray to? David called upon the living God, the God of his righteousness. And God was faithful to hear his prayer. Have mercy upon him and enlarge him in the middle of his distress. How long will the sons of men turn the things that God has made into shamefulness? How long will they take these wonderful glories that God has created and the things that he has ordained and laid in place and turn them into vanity and sinfulness? How long will man love vanity and seek after quick gain? Oh Lord, save the sons of men. Turn their hearts to you. But one thing we can know for sure is that the Lord sets apart the godly for himself. The Lord will hear when the godly call unto him. Have you loved the things of this world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life? Have you been enamored with Hollywood and all its enchantments? Well, then don't expect God to answer your cry. He might have mercy, but don't expect him to be there at your beck and call. Don't expect him to be on your speed dial when you've sought for everything else to give you pleasure and happiness and not him. But have you sought God with all your heart? Have you loved him and his word? Have you sought for his kingdom and his righteousness? Well, then you can know that God will set you apart and he will hear you when you call. Stand in awe. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. It's the Lord who will fight for us. Don't continue in sin. Cast it behind you. Lay on your bed and just meditate on the Lord. Offer those sacrifices of righteousness, thanksgiving, and praise to his holy name. Let him fill your heart with love. Put your trust in the Lord, and he will guide you. O Lord, lift up the light of thy countenance upon us. When he shines his face on us, it doesn't matter what we're going through. He will put gladness and love and joy in our heart. Even more than when they are having the best times of their life. You know why? Because He is the God of our righteousness. And we can have confidence. And we can rest in peace. And we will know that safety is of the Lord. And we can say like David said, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For Thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Psalm 4.